Following the breadth of 2015's live and post-process electroacoustic release Paradigm Shift, bassist Michael Janich launches a new project called Worlds Collide. We're going to check into the track Another London. Also, Odysseus Tumazu. He has a new album out called Instinto. Instinto is the Greek word for instinct. It's the innate ability to respond to the given moment. Well, that is definitely the case in Odysseus' music. And we'll check into the track Greens. Let's check it out. Keep it tuned right here to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Sarah Wilson. The album's called Incandescence. We'll check into the track, Dancing with Sierra. Then the Diva Jazz Orchestra. They've got a tribute album out called Tapping Through Life. It celebrates Maurice Hines. We'll check into the track featuring Ann Hampton Callaway called I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby.
Your birthday, I don't know what to do. Can't give you a Thunderbird or a penthouse with a view. Can't even buy a little present. I'm much too broke, I find. But there is one way I may save the day, and I hope that you won't mind. 'Cause I can't give you anything but love. Only thing I You know darn well my baby, I can't give you anything but
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
This is Bird Note. Canyons, whether large or small, can host a spectacular variety of birds. Consider Swakane Canyon in central Washington state. It cuts west from the Columbia River into the Etiot Mountains for 9 miles while gaining nearly 3,000 feet. Steep slopes wall in the canyon floor, several hundred yards wide. The lower canyon is dry and sparsely vegetated, but as we trek upward, we see that gains in elevation bring abundant changes in plant life, creating varied habitats. A slender creek runs through the canyon, nurturing shrubs like blue elderberry. The plant provides nesting cover for bullocks, orioles, and other birds in summer, and masses of tiny fruit to migrating birds in September. A few miles up the canyon, we find stands of ponderosa pines, home to western tanagers. Climbing farther, we come upon groves of aspens and dense willow thickets, then grassy meadows interspersed with beaver ponds. Near the top of the canyon, accompanied by the song of a hermit thrush, we enter the shade of tall firs. Each successive habitat embraces a new mix of birds and other wildlife. In this canyon, nature creates a masterpiece, lovely to behold and so rich in variety. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
CJSR 90.1, live from Burnaby.